Hey, welcome to the Happy Hormones Coach, the podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Gamayo Self, where I dive into everything related to women's health and lifestyle, and you know me, holistically. So join me, your host, as we explore the intricacies of female hormones, discuss tips and strategies for managing stress and anxiety, and discover ways to live a healthier and happier, more fulfilling life. From nutrition to fitness, mindfulness to relationships, I cover it all. So please grab a cup of tea, settle in, and let's dive into the world of women's health together. This is the Happy Hormones Coach. Hey, hormone hotties, and welcome back to the Happy Hormones Coach podcast. By the way, you haven't heard that term for a while, but I am going to be bringing that back for all of my awesome hormone hotties. And you know, I actually got that from my previous business coach and it just stuck. So anyways, I'm thrilled to be here with you today, going on a journey that's not just close to my heart, but is woven into the very fabric of my whole being, especially bringing aware to being mindful of it for about a year now, I want to say. And so today's episode is a special one where I peel back the layers of heart health, stress management, and the profound ways that our experiences shape our approach to wellness. And it really does. And so with that, I want you to imagine us just sitting together in the coziest of a warm, inviting living room or sunroom, and our hands wrapped around our mugs of favorite tea. I'll have tea or coffee. So let's chat on a heart-to-heart conversation in this episode. And I want to start out by saying the year 2020 marked a period of a lot of challenges for all of us, and navigating through the turbulent waters of not just a global pandemic, but also of health. And so for me, it brought to light an aspect of health that I had taken for granted, which was my heart. And so like a silent companion, it had always been there. But the aftermath of contracting the virus revealed changes that I just couldn't ignore since then, and that I've been pretty much dealing with, and not just me, but a lot of others that I had talked to as well. And so my heart, the rhythmic drummer of my whole entire being, began to beat to a different tune, unveiling the fragility and resilience of not only mine, but all of our health. So this journey I'm about to share isn't just a narrative of personal discovery. It's a beacon of hope and empowerment for anyone who's ever felt their heartbeat quicken in the face of life's uncertainties. And boy, since then, have we had a lot of uncertainties. It's about finding strength in the vulnerability, learning from our bodies, and making conscious choices to nurture our well-being. So, as we settle into this shared space, let's open our hearts and minds to the possibilities that lie ahead. And so go ahead, grab your favorite drink, make yourself comfortable, and let's navigate the intricate pathways of our heart health together. Now, while I am no expert on heart health at all, or the brain, really all of it, but since my experience as of last year, I've really been getting curious and proactive about my own health and wanting to learn more. I've been diving in head first, just learning more. And again, this is not my specialty, but just a little bit sharing about my experience. And hopefully it'll bring some awareness to you and might help you in your life or a friend or a family member. So I really hope this conversation will inspire, educate, and resonate with you as we uncover the beauty and complexity of keeping our hearts happy and, of course, overall healthy. And so again, the year 2020 unfolded like a series of unexpected chapters in a book we all thought we knew by heart, no pun intended, but amidst the global upheaval brought about the pandemic, each of us faced our unique set of challenges, navigating through a sea of uncertainty and change. And that we did, but we also showed that we were resilient, pushed through it, and we made it out alive, right? For many of us. And so anyways, for me, this period of global distress became a pivotal moment of personal revelation in so many things. The unseen, unheard, and deeply felt aspects of heart health for me personally, but also with my fertility, you know, and even before that, struggling with it. But really, that was the pivotal moment where I thought, I really just want to work with women and fertility, because that's what I was going through at the time, and holistic health, and do it that way. And so while I still do that today, I'm still a success coach with the Hormone Puzzle Society as well. And of course, I'm a holistic health practitioner with the Happy Hormones Coach. I really wanted to talk about heart health. And so in the early days of the pandemic, like many around the world, I found myself grappling with the virus. And it was a battle that, though brief, left marks not just on my body, but also on my spirit. And I'm sure many of us felt that way with, you know, maybe feeling isolated, things like that. And it became an intruder, and it disrupted the delicate balance of my health, and I'm sure a lot of others' health as well, and just really even with my heart. And so the aftermath was a palpable change. A heart that once beat, it's just now it was different. I had irregular heartbeats. There's different things going on, and I think even with my blood, just a lot of other things going on. And so this was not just a physical ailment. It was definitely an emotional one too, because like I said, I started getting, you know, lightheaded easy. I started feeling winded easy, and just things were just different. I just felt different. And so the realization that my heart, which is the very engine of all of our existence, could be so affected was both alarming and awakening. And it really was awakening, but especially last year. So I apologize for my dogs. But anyways, the symptoms were subtle yet persistent, serving as a constant reminder of what may be different or going on. So it did feel different. It beat sometimes too fast, sometimes too slow. I just wasn't sure what the heck was going on. And so the journey from... Well, there's still no diagnosis, so I still have to deal with like different tests and different things like that, although it does run in my family, but I don't even really know what's going on right now. It's still ongoing, actually. But the journey from then until now, it's more of a physical healing process, and it's also mental, too, because, you know, any little thing could be... I just don't know what it could be. And so it's pretty scary, unknown, things like that. But well, that's why I'm talking about it, because I'm sure I'm not the only one going through this. And it just showed the depths of my own resilience. And it was during this time of introspection and just being quiet that I came face to face with just how fragile life was and the, you know, the immeasurable strength of the human spirit, and that we all have. And the experience was definitely an alarm. It was a wake-up call from my body, urging me to pay attention to my body and to my health. And the TIAs, or the docs say mini strokes, I had last year was my body's way of telling me to slow down. It forced me to take a break and step back, but also check in on where my priorities lay, for sure. That was very scary. And I'll tell you... I could still remember it was 8 in April, and I woke up just like normal. It was like 8 o'clock on a Saturday, and I seemed fine. I didn't feel like I was under any abnormal stress or anything. Went to the bathroom. Soon as I got up or just like opened up the door, my whole left side was numb. My face was, I could not speak. I couldn't feel my left side at all, my arm or anything. And I went to my husband and I was like trying to get the words out to say, call 911. And he couldn't even understand what I was saying. He was still sleeping. So I was trying to wake him up, but again, I couldn't speak. And I was trying to get the words out. I was mentally there, but I was unable to do anything. I couldn't lift my arm. I couldn't feel anything on my left side. And even when the ambulance came and they checked everything, they took me into the ER, because I still obviously had that. Luckily, I did, after several hours, regain movement and feeling in my left side, and I was able to talk like I am now. But yeah, it was a reality check for sure. And reflecting on this period, I realized that my struggle was not mine alone. Many of you might have faced your own battles and your moments of doubt and despair, for sure. And it's in sharing these stories that we find common ground, a shared understanding that health is not just the absence of illness, but it really is a symphony that our bodies play, mind, body, and spirit. It's all connected, even at a cellular level. And so my journey through this, not just the pandemic, and not just the virus, but whatever may have been pre-existent within me, maybe that just brought it out. I don't really know. I'm still getting answers. But it made an impact on my heart, and that was just the beginning of my transformation, and it still is. It's still ongoing. I don't have all the answers. I don't really know what it is. There's still a lot of unknowns, but I'm working through it and hoping to get more tests done. But it did teach me an important lesson on listening, really listening to my body, understanding what it needs, taking the proactive steps towards nurturing my well-being and my healing. And this is what I do. I tell my clients all the time, and I talk about listening to our body, being in tune, looking at the red flags. But really, with my own self, I guess I should have taken my advice more, because I wasn't really paying attention. You know, maybe I was doing too much. I'm one that, although I have a history of anxiety, going back to even my early childhood, but I've dealt with it. And so I didn't feel like I was doing too much, but I guess my body has been telling me to slow down, and there might have been too much on my plate. I don't know. But since then, I really have been growing into that, nurturing my body and just really listening to it. And it was also a lesson in resilience and in the power of human endurance and just our endless capability for renewal. I mean, really is. We're all growing and learning. And as we move forward in today's episode, I do carry with me the lessons learned from those challenging times, and still challenging times until I really get answers. Eager to share more, learn, and grow together on this journey towards heart health and holistic wellness. So the wake-up call I received about my heart health wasn't just a moment of realization, but was like a catalyst for the profound change that I was going to experience, and I'm still experiencing. And it did propel me on a journey that I just wasn't. It's the unknown for me. This is not what my expertise is. I don't know about heart health. I'm not. But as I'm learning more, I want to share with you, because it is so important, especially for women, you know, going through the perimenopausal phase or as we age. It is a silent killer, and it is one that affects more women than men. So it's really important for us to pay attention. And especially if it runs in your family like it did mine. So really the part of it, my journey, is just really about embracing the holistic approaches, making lifestyle changes that honor like the connection of all of it, the heart, mind, body, spirit, soul, all of it. And the first step in my journey was seeking the guidance of a nutritionist coach. Now, this partnership was definitely more than just about diet. It was about crafting a lifestyle that supported every beat of it, every beat of my heart, every beat of everything that I was doing. And my coach was amazing. She still is. She's really a beacon of knowledge. She's so awesome. She guided me towards, you know, a more holistic approach to. She doesn't work directly with heart health. I do have to say that. She works with now gut health, IBS, and endometriosis, but I'm telling you, that is not what I came to her for. I was working with her before, and I told her, hey, I really want a holistic approach. Can you work with me? I know this is not what you do, but can you work with me? She was so awesome that she said yes, and it really has transformed everything. So because we worked on mineral balancing. We worked on so much. So I have to give her a shout out because she's helped me in a lot of ways, like dealing with my gut health and stress and so on. I mean, so much. I will leave her details in the show notes. And don't forget to mention this episode if you subscribe to her email list or if you want to do a consult call, but she's amazing. And just really want to thank her for her support holistically in my life and how it shifted for the better. And so far, I have not had any episodes since, so that's amazing. So I want to give a shout out. Thanks, Kira at A Nourished Life. And one significant change that we made was reevaluating my supplements because I was on more than I should have been. And as a coach myself, I should have known better. I talk about this all the time. Yes, that was me. And with her help, I noticed a significant change when I cut back on so many things that I was taking that I did not need. So, and I know traditional advice had recommended baby aspirin for its blood thinning properties, but we decided to, you know, do a path less conventional, and it's natokinase. It's a natural enzyme derived from natto, and I hope I'm saying it right. That's just how I pronounce it. It's a Japanese fermented soybean dish, and it became my new best friend, basically. It took in place of the baby aspirin. That's what I essentially used it for. And its properties to support cardiovascular health without the side effects of traditional medicine really helped to give me that solution. It really did help me feel better. So I do, that is one that I will keep using in place of baby aspirin. I'd rather use that. And, you know, our bodies do speak to us a language that is unique to all of us. And that fact became really clear as all this was happening to me. And so I did tailor my diet and movement to my body's changing needs, and it became a cornerstone of my wellness. So we focused on nurturing my heart with foods rich in omega-3s, antioxidants, fibers, and just really working with my body where it was at, minerals, and did a stool test, things like that. And it really has helped me a lot, and especially the stress part. She goes into stress, and it really did help me so much. And the personalized approach wasn't just about lowering my cholesterol or managing stress, although it was big part of it. It was a testament to the power of listening, really listening to what my body needed at the time. And stretches and movement, mindful walking it wasn't just exercise because it was more like a lifeline. I needed it. So I needed to walk my dogs more. I needed to do some exercise. I needed to get around and move more. That's just what I needed to do. And so the journey towards heart health is a deeply personal, yet it's so relevant. And the changes I made, guided by my holistic principles and my coach, had a ripple effect. So my cholesterol levels improved. My gut health has improved so much. And my stress, you know, was overtaken. There's just so much that has helped for the better. And I'm still listening to my body, giving it what it needs and respecting its limits for sure, because I wasn't before. And it's just a powerful reminder that wellness is not a one-size-fits-all prescription or approach, but it is very personal. It's a personal journey of discovery, connection, and respect. And in sharing this part of my story, I hope to inspire you to consider the holistic paths available to you. And whether it's exploring natural supplements like natokinase, tailoring your diet to your unique needs, or finding joy in movement that speaks to you, have fun while doing it too. The journey towards heart health and wellness overall is just choices that reflect our individuality, our challenges, and our aspirations. And as we continue to explore the vast landscape of heart health together, remember that each step you take is a step towards a happier, healthier heart. And the journey may be long, as you know, I am still going through it myself, but it is definitely rich with learning, growing, and just endless possibilities. And I'm just excited to explore more of this because it has forced me to. And so it's forced me to go into a realm that I just wasn't familiar. I'm not familiar with, and I'm definitely no expert, but I'm getting better at learning more and more and more. And so I just want to remind you that, you know, maintaining a healthy heart is an act of love, not just for ourselves, but those that care about us. And it's paved with simple everyday choices that accumulate into a lifetime of well-being. And so here are some practical tips that have not only aided my journey, but are acknowledged, you know, pillars of health. And the human body thrives on movement. So we need movement. We definitely need it. So aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate exercise most days of the week if you can. But listen to the energy of your body. You definitely don't want to go against it because that can cause more stress, and we don't want to do that. So whether it's a brisk walk, dancing, whatever, the goal is consistency and enjoyment. Make it fun. Be consistent. Don't make it a chore, but make it something you actually look forward to. And definitely our nutrition and diet. So focus on whole foods that offer, you know, fruits, vegetable, whole grains, lean protein. Each meal is an opportunity to nourish not only our body, but also our health and our mind. Enjoy it. Who are you when you eat? Let's not be rushed, but actually taste each bite. Slow down. And again, focus on omega-3 fatty acids like salmon, walnuts, fiber-rich foods, berries, any of the darker berries, or oatmeal to support healthy cholesterol levels as well. And also stress. Of course, this is like a main thread of all of our being and health. We live in a fast-paced world, definitely do, and we just need to slow down, take some breathing exercises throughout the day, meditation, prayer, whatever, or even just simply spending out time in nature with no phone, no electronics, just getting outside, just sitting outside, listening to the nature. I'm telling you, that helps tremendously, and it's going to reset your nervous system. You know, getting sun, even moon gazing, just that's going to help calm. And of course, quality sleep. That goes with stress. Aim for about, it's hard to tell with everybody. So general rule, 8 to 9 hours of good sleep each night. But really establishing a calming bedtime routine is going to help your body relax. Your body's going to naturally have that rhythm. It's going to get used to that habit and have that rhythm of the same, wake up the same time, go to bed, or start winding down at the same time. So it's really going to help our body to repair and regenerate. And that is crucial to our heart health. And so, of course, you know, moderation is key in everything, especially when it comes to alcohol and smoking. The less, the better, obviously. So we really want to limit that for yourself. I know all my listeners are probably so awesome that you don't do any of that because you're doing all the holistic awesome things. But if you do, definitely want to limit that because that wreaks havoc on our hormones, ladies, and so many other things, and we don't want that. So cutting back would be, try to cut back for sure. And so this episode has been more than just a conversation from me to you about heart health. It's been definitely personal that I've been sharing some things, and I'm still on this journey, and I'll continue to share too, especially as I learn more. And it's just really about recognizing the vulnerability that comes with being human and just what strength that we have, right? Listening to our bodies, we're empowered to just learn more, and we are able to. Our bodies are able to heal. They heal. We just have to learn. We just have to work with it. We have to listen to it and work with it. That's what we have to do. And it's been very eye-opening for me, and I hope it's been eye-opening for you. And so again, taking care of our heart is more than just a series of actions. It's more than a series of tasks. It's a commitment to our overall well-being. We have to. And the choices that we make every day, from the foods we eat to the moments we pause, breathe, they're vital. And so My hope is that you feel empowered to make heart health your priority. And remember, it's never too late to start, and every step, no matter how small, is a step in the right direction. Again, I am not an expert, but as a fellow traveler on this journey, still on this journey towards better heart health and overall health, and by sharing our stories and supporting one another, we can navigate the complexities of heart health and aging, perimenopause, all of that. We can definitely do that together with grace and determination and ultimately empowerment. So thank you so much for joining me on this heartfelt journey today. It's been such an honor to share this time, share my vulnerability and stories with you, especially of what's currently going on. And I hope if this episode has touched you, inspired you, or sparked a curiosity to learn more, I encourage you to share it with someone you care about. And together we can spread the message of heart health, of perimenopause, holistic health, all the fun women's stuff. And so until next time, stay happy and healthy and take care of your heart. Look forward to our chat next week.
Thanks for tuning in to the Happy Hormones Coach today. I hope our discussion was informative and helpful for your health and well-being. If you have any questions or comments about today's episode or have suggestions for future topics, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can find me on social media or visit my website. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please consider leaving a review and sharing it with your friends and family. Remember, taking care of yourself is essential, and I'm here to support you on your journey toward optimal health and happiness. So until next time, stay happy and stay healthy. This is the Happy Hormones Coach.